morning, family. Guess where we're going today? We're going mountain climbing. So you might want to take a moment and stretch and limber up a bit. We're going to join Jesus for what we call the Sermon on the Mount. And we're going to spend the next few weeks on the mountain with Jesus as he tells us about the values and the agenda of the kingdom of God. I mean, if you're going to follow Jesus, you probably ought to know what he's all about, right? So let's begin with Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Hear the word of the Lord. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountain. He sat down and his disciples came to him. He taught them, saying, "Happy are people who are hopeless, because the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Happy are people who grieve, because they will be made glad. Happy are people who are humble, because they will inherit the earth. Happy are people who are hungry and thirsty for righteousness, because they will be fed until they are full. Happy are people who show mercy, because they will receive mercy. Happy are people who have pure hearts, because they will see God. Happy are people who make peace, because they will be called God's children. Happy are people whose lives are harassed because they are righteous, because the kingdom of heaven is theirs. Happy are you when people insult you and harass you and speak all kinds of bad and false things about you, all because of me. Be full of joy and be glad, because you have a great reward in heaven. In the same way, people harass the prophets who came before you." This is the word of God for you, the people of God. So we say, thanks be to God. This first portion of the Sermon on the Mount is what we call the Beatitudes. That's an odd word, beatitude. It means supremely blessed. In Spanish, the word is bienaventuranza, which literally means good adventure. And following Jesus is a good adventure, isn't it? Now, in much the same way as the preamble to the United States Constitution defines the essence of our nation's vision and describes the sort of citizenry it hopes to embody, the Sermon on the Mount and the Beatitudes form a constitution of sorts for the Christian church. The Beatitudes announce what is true and holy for those who choose to follow Jesus and to live in the kingdom of God. So we have Jesus and a crowd of people seated on a mountain overlooking the Sea of Galilee. I suspect that those people who gathered around Jesus were too tired or too poor and oppressed by the Roman Empire to admire or even appreciate the view. They were worn out trying to keep up with all the demands of life. Now, the people came to hear what Jesus had to say, and what Jesus said was a blessing. And the word for being blessed here implies honor. Sometimes it's translated as happy. Happy are those who are poor. Blessed are you who hunger. Happy are the peacemakers. Blessed and honored are those who are merciful. What an odd thing to say, right? What is happy about being poor? What is honorable about being hungry? Those are not very joyous conditions, are they? But Jesus was not talking about happiness or honor or blessing in the conventional sense. What Jesus said was that this happiness or this blessing is different because they come from the only one who can bestow such blessing. And who is this one? It was his father, of course, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now, like the Old Testament prophet Micah, centuries before him, Jesus was saying, "He has shown you what is good, and what does the Lord require of you? But to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." So here's what's honorable. Here's what's blessed or what brings happiness. To act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with God. Now, when we hear Matthew's gospel, we have to wonder what was at the heart of these nine Beatitudes, right? And we see that it's having and demonstrating mercy. That's the heart of the Beatitudes, mercy. And at the heart of mercy is justice, loving kindness, and walking humbly with our God. This idea, this concept, turns the world's values upside down. It's the opposite of what our culture considers truth. Our culture praises the rich, the famous, the powerful, right? But the people that Jesus views as happy and blessed are the people least valued by society, the poor and the meek, those who make peace, those who show mercy. So how can we be the kind of people that Jesus blesses, the kind of people who make peace in an age of violence and terrorism? How can we satisfy hunger and thirst? How can we give up our swagger and walk humbly with God? You see, in the end, it has everything to do with walking with God. But statistics suggest that we are walking elsewhere. These days, more North Americans go to the mall than go to a church, synagogue, or mosque. Can we assume then that many of us use shopping, consumerism, as a way of feeling honored, blessed, and valued, even though most of what we buy ends up in the attic, or in the garage, or in a landfill? Just look at all the stuff we throw away, right? And think about all the commercials and all the advertisements that we see. People who study these things estimate that we will all spend about a year of our lives just watching television commercials. And the only reason some of us will tune into the Super Bowl in 2 weeks will be to see the commercials, right? And all this goes on while the gap between the rich and the poor of our world widens every year. And in the U.S., this gap is the widest of any industrialized nation on earth. Well, thankfully, Jesus offers us an alternative. Jesus says there is greater happiness and joy to be had. He says there are other ways to become blessed and honored. And Jesus says that being merciful counts for more than just about anything else. Our God is the God of mercy. And true mercy comes from accepting God's mercy, and people who discover that God is merciful are themselves set free to be merciful. Certainly 2,000 years ago, there were people on that hillside who heard Jesus speak and felt blessed and honored. That is perhaps why you're listening today, because the people on that hillside went out and told others about this blessing of God, and so we are blessed too. Jesus promised us that if we join him on a good adventure of mercy, then we will be blessed and happy, and we will receive more than all the stores and commercials can ever offer us. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Good and gentle God, in your kingdom there are no favorites, for all are equal in your eyes, marked with the image of the one who created all things, molded from the clay from which all things are made. In your kingdom of equality, you offer mercy to all who in humility come searching for your grace. Such love beyond our imagining, such love that could die for us, such love sown into our hearts that we might display its beauty through lives and words. Thank you, Lord. Help us to love justice, to practice mercy, and to walk humbly with you. We pray today for those who are vulnerable to illness and disease. We pray for everyone in pain. We pray for those who are tired. We pray for people who are lonely and for folks who are uncertain and for those who need direction. We continue to pray for peace today. Lands and lives are scarred by war. Communities are terrorized by violence. Neighborhoods are torn apart by drugs, and relationships are destroyed by politics. We need your healing and your peace. We pray for those who are afraid. We pray for peace for anyone and everyone feeling stress, pressure, and uncertainty. We ask for justice. Fill us with your Spirit to work for peace, to bring justice, and to offer grace and mercy. You made us out of love, and you created us to love. So help us to love others, others who don't look like us, others who don't vote like us, others who don't believe like us, others who don't speak like us, others who don't live like us. Help us to love no matter what. And now, using the words debts and debtors, let us pray with boldness the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you for joining me today. I hope this message was helpful for you. If it was, will you like, review, and share this message? Because the more people who watch it, the more people will be helped by it. By the way, if you have a need or a prayer request, please leave a message in the comments section and be assured that I will be praying for you and for your need. Now, this week, your job is to love at least three people and make sure at least one of them doesn't deserve it. Why? Because everyone needs love, and everyone needs to know that God loves them no matter what, right? Remember, with Jesus, we always, always, always have hope. Now receive these words of benediction today. May the Lord bless you and protect you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his face to you and grant you his peace. Amen. Amen.